This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. Abdullah Oduro. Many of us may know the five pillars of Islam. We want to talk about one of the pillars of Islam here, which is the second pillar of Islam, which could arguably be the best form of showing one's devotion to the first pillar of Islam through their actions, their tongue, and their heart. That is the salah. That which, through the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made it in a certain way that it is a definite means of obtaining and sustaining and strengthening that first pillar of the oneness of Allah in their heart through their actions of the heart, which is given towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So definitely within these prayers, there are some that are obligatory and some that are recommended. And within this, we see in the Quran, as many may view, that the five prayers, as they are not explicitly mentioned, but they are generally mentioned in some verses in the Quran, particularly in the 12th juz of the Quran, chapter number 11, which is Hud, verse number 114, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ta'awudhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem." وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first gives the imperative form, وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل. Allah says, and establish the prayer in the two edges of the day and a portion of the night. So here some scholars mention that this is covering the five salawat, but from a general standpoint. So here he says the two edges of the day, and scholars have mentioned that is Fajr and Asr, or Fajr and Maghrib, because the Nahar, which has come from Nahara, means Baraza, or to stand out. And that is because the light, or the Diya, has protruded outwards and has ran such as the river. And river is called Nahar. So here, it could be Asr, meaning the end of Asr, or Maghrib, when that light diminishes. That is the edge and the end point of the day. And Zulafa min al-Layl being Maghrib and Isha. So Zulafa min al-Layl, the portion of the night, which covers the five prayers in general. In any case, scholars mention that this salat, what he's talking about here, is a generic term for the five prayers, because he gave the imperative verb, thus implying obligation. The five obligatory prayers. That's the first thing, which shows the time span also, that these prayers are throughout the span of a day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. So verily the hasanat takes away the sayyi'at. The good deeds, the hasanat, relinquish the bad deeds, as-sayyi'at, which is a manifestation of the rahmah of Allah. The mercy, being that he has legislated for us the salawat. And the purpose of that is to take away and relinquish the evil deeds. Now, you may have committed an evil deed in the Nahar, the first edge, Fajr. After Fajr, you committed an evil deed. You committed a sin. But in you pray, which would possibly relinquish that sin, the hasana that takes away that evil deed. Maybe at nighttime, takes away another evil deed. So that is the wisdom of Allah, that he has made it throughout the span of a day. And that other wisdom is that the good deed relinquishes a previous evil deed. And the only ones that will ponder over that is the ones that make the effort to ponder within the salah. And that's why Allah says, ذَلِكَ, meaning what was just mentioned, ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. That is a reminder for those who remember. Not the ones that had the faculty of remembrance, but those that use that faculty to remember the good things, meaning the things that they have done in this life that are bad and they have regret, or the good and they thank Allah to and ask Him to increase them in that. Primarily this process of remembrance within the prayer. So firstly, seeing that Allah has legislated the prayer throughout the span of a day, which shows His knowledge and wisdom. And also within His wisdom and rahmah and mercy is that He has made within this those to remember the good deeds that take away the bad deeds. And thirdly, the only ones that will be constant in this are the ones that have the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beautiful, beautiful sharia. So in conclusion, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that ponder over the salawat and to try our level best to implement that, for verily any bad deed has the formula to be forgiven and thus be a good deed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.